Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Should I be embarrassed I like this song so much?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Very popular.
Okay. Because I am. It's ridiculous, but I love it, so.
It's intentionally ridiculous.
Okay, that makes me feel better. I'm down with intentional ridiculousness. I have so many things to talk about, but they're mostly pretty meaty, and I don't want to set that table and then go to headlines. So let's just do headlines. As I understand it, it's sort of a light and funny headlines.
Yes.
Did you say that or did I make it up?
No, I think I did say something like that.
Oh, I was because if you had said I'd made it up, I would believe it.
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks, your one-stop shop for certified Angus beef. Cue Dave saying, oh, boy, I like certified
Oh, boy,
Angus
I like
beef.
Slurp jello shots at Schnucks.
I like a T-bone. I like a strip.
What is your cut?
I like a strip.
Strip?
Yeah, I'm kind of boring.
Ribeye.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know anything about steak. I usually just order whatever the cheapest thing is. I like it all. But I've had strip steak, and it's delish.
And Andrew knows what he is. He's
yes,
the 10-ounce
he
filet mignon.
Yes, medium. He does.
Medium, please. Let's start with the president. I just thought this tweet was really funny. So he tweeted, I guess early this morning, strongly trending, Google, in parentheses, since immediately after the second debate is, can I change my vote? This refers changing it to me. The answer in most states is yes. Go do it. Most important election of your life. I just love that it's like, can I change my vote? Clearly, they're referring to changing it to me. And it turns out you actually can change your vote in a couple of states. I didn't see Missouri or Illinois on the list. I could have been wrong.
I've never even had that thought before.
If you absentee voted, you must go down in person and request to change it, but you can change it.
Wow. I didn't know you could do that at all.
I doubt that many people want to do it, but according to Google, and according to President Trump.
You okay with that being okay?
Changing your vote?
Yeah.
Yeah, so long as there are truly, you know, I think it's a pain in everyone's ass. I'm mad at you because you're taking up administrative time to change your vote. But, you know, change your mind.
I would say no. Personally, I think no, you shouldn't be able to change your vote. I could be convinced that you should be allowed in the case of a candidate's death or a conviction of a crime, but other than that, I'm not a big fan of you being allowed to change your vote.
Are you guys expecting more October surprises? And we only have the rest of this week.
I don't think so. I mean, maybe I'm crazy, but we've already had quite a few.
I agree. I think unless something truly comes up that we don't know about,
I think we might get more Hunter Biden information. I don't know that we're going to get a new story, but we might get more information.
I don't know that what I want to say to you is, I think everyone surprisingly checked out on that story.
Yeah, I agree with
but
you.
But I don't know if surprisingly is the right word to use, but that's how I just feel.
Yeah.
I think it's more, and I feel kind of silly when I look at this information, like the Gateway Pundit posted all these, like, they called them emails, but it looked like text messages between Hunter Biden and a close family friend published all these things last night. The problem is there's no... I could replicate that on my phone right now. So when you say it's a close family friend and you're not saying who it is, and then it's just text, it's hard for me to necessarily believe it. And then it's also like, I'm not seeing what the glaring crime is in that case. Now, there are other things he's been accused of, and it's like, yeah, let's look into it. Let's investigate. I want to know. But when I see all these people like on Twitter and stuff being like, here you go. Here it is, folks. Proof. And then I look at it, and I'm like, proof of what exactly? Proof of shadiness? Yes. I don't, the crime is not jumping out at me, though. And I'm sure, you know, thousands of people just are screaming at their radio right now. But I'm just saying, a lot of these articles and stuff that I've seen, the sources and such are so flimsy that, I mean, I compare it to the Atlantic article that claims that all of these top military officials say that Donald Trump said all these horrible things about the troops. Okay, you can write a story about it, but I'm not obligated to believe you unless you can show me a source.
Yeah, I think I saw an ad that tonight on Tucker Carlson, that Bublieskly guy,
yeah,
you know who I'm talking about, is going to be on.
Yeah, to play audios, that's what they, as they called it. I've heard a couple of clips of audio. It's mostly supposedly Hunter complaining about the, it's, again, maybe I'm dumb, maybe I'm not grasping it, but it's just the fact that he mentions his dad. It's not like, and me and my dad got together and did all these crimes. Like, it's more like he mentioned Joe, so that's proof that Joe lied about. And of course Joe's lying. Of course he knew that Biden had, that Hunter had that job. I mean, come on. But yeah, it's not jumping out at me. Please, if anyone has a better handle on it, please let me know. But it's not soaking through to me yet. Okay, moving on. The president of Fox News, Jay Wallace, along with Brett Baier, Martha McCallum, Dana Perino, and Juan Williams are all quarantining right now because there was a COVID outbreak at Fox. So everyone's still going to be able to do their respective shows. I don't know of anyone being COVID positive, but they will be doing them from their homes.
Gotcha.
All right, on to a little lighter news. The GM has launched a $113,000 electric Hummer.
Oh, I saw it today.
Which sold out in just 10 minutes.
Yeah, I saw it today.
10 minutes?
Yes.
Wow.
It looks cool.
Does it look like a normal Hummer,
assume? No, it looks more like a really futuristic truck.
Oh, I'm going in.
And from what I read, it has lots of torque, whatever that
is. Oh, torque. Of course it does. It's electric.
We'll save that for Dave Murray. Oh, last year we talked for a little bit about KFC's fried chicken scented fire log, which is a log you start your fire with that smells like seven herbs and spices. Folks, it is back on the market. It's $15.88. It's being sold exclusively through Walmart, so get out there and get it before they sell out. I know you want your whole house to smell like fried chicken.
I get it. It doesn't appeal to me. In my home right now, I have 10 different scented candles. I love them. I have a couple of pumpkins. I have some warm vanilla sugars. I love them. A fire log that smells like fried chicken?
No. It'll just make your clothes smell like chicken.
Yeah.
And your entire house, no.
I'm trying to find the issue here.
It's
got to
be a...
I would be hungry even more than I am now.
Gag gift thing.
Yeah, that's
novelty.
A good point.
I don't know. I wouldn't mind it. I wouldn't mind smelling like KFC all day. Maybe they can make a perfume. All right, Taco Bell has announced the return of the fan favorite cheddar chalupa.
Okay. They can kiss my ass. I'm so tired of Taco Bell. Taco Bell.
They're canceling stuff for attention.
Yes. Yeah. I'm so sick of like, we're taking this. Hey, everybody, we're taking this off the menu. Hey, everybody, we're putting this back on.
You're right.
Shut up.
You're right,
though. They just want attention.
No kidding.
Unlike KFC, who clearly put out that fire log for the customers.
Yes.
Exactly.
It's like a girl you're trying to break up with, and she's like, oh, okay, I guess it's fine. I have cancer now. And you're like, what? She's like, well, it's not exactly cancer, but it's like bunions. Like,
yeah, we've all been there.
Shut up.
Now that guy from Craigslist can go run out and put those all in the freezer and sell them. What was he selling the last?
Potato.
Yeah, potato.
Soft tacos.
Yeah. Yummy.
Oh, yeah, for $200.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was here. That was a...
I thought you meant the KFC fire log. Oh, and I'm like, what's she
remember
talking
about
now?
Remember the guy who said, it was like, these babies are rare.
The potato tacos.
These babies are rare.
All right. A woman paid $600 to fly 1,000 miles home just so she could vote. Med student Kayla Bino flew home to Florida from Baltimore after her absentee ballot failed to show up. So here's a great example.
Yeah.
Obviously, not everyone has the resources or the time to do that.
Good for her.
But this is someone who wanted to vote, and it was important to her to request the absentee ballot, check on the status of it, realize it wasn't going to come in on time, and then do what she had to do to get it done. So
great.
I thought that was kind of cool following up on what we were talking about earlier. Final story here. This makes me so angry. And I know people will think that I'm a grouch, but I must put it out there. So Susan B. Anthony is buried in Rochester, New York. And apparently, every year on Election Day, women, I assume, go by with their I voted sticker. And they stick it on Susan B. Anthony's grave.
No, no, no.
I guess is a very misguided way of saying, thanks for all you did for us, Susan B. Anthony. Stick.
That's awful.
Which requires so much pride and tone deafness. And it's just disgusting to me that you think that your sticker should go on someone's resting place.
Go put a flower in a grave. Right?
Absolutely insane. Oh. So over time, you know, the stickers start to do damage to the tombstone, and then all of the cleaner needed to take the stickers off because they're not leaving the stickers up. You're just being a jerk. So this year, the city has got a plastic shield to put over her tombstone. So I guess you can still put your stickers on this woman's burial ground, but it's not going to do long-term damage.
Ugh. We're so dumb.
That is so dumb. Okay.
And people feel so, I'm sure they feel so good about it.
Oh, yeah.
Justin wants to know, Dave, so what do you think of the McRib always coming back and leaving?
That's very different. To me, that's very different. Like,
because you know it's coming back.
Yeah,
you know it'll come back.
It's something that we only come out every now and then.
Seasonal item.
Correct.
Yeah, seasonal item.
Like the
pumpkin spice. That's fine.
Yeah, what's the big shake? The Shamrock Shake that comes out every March.
Yeah. First of all, I love Taco Bell, but okay. I have too much information coming into my brain.
Mm-hmm.
That's partially my fault, the size of my filter, what I'm taking in, but it's also partially all of your faults, like Taco Bell. I don't need to know this. Stop it. Handle yourselves. Handle your S. Will you, Taco Bell, handle it?
I think that's well put.
I picture an ADD-ridden 10-year-old boy running Taco Bell, who's just running around and screaming the words bok choy, and he's just like making decisions about, now I want this off, I want that off. He looks like my friend Tony, and I hate him. And someone's like, you got to do it. You got to do it. We're bringing it back. The chalupas are gone.
Man, the thing that really blows my mind is most Taco Bell items are just different configurations of the same ingredients.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you.
So why not just...
It's seasoned ground beef.
Right, whatever you want.
Cheese,
we'll throw it in a tortilla.
I got so much trouble early in my career.
Sour cream.
When I said, let's be honest, Casa Gallardo just takes the leftovers and puts it into a new mold. Like, if you don't finish your taco, it's going to be a burrito for someone else. Oh, they didn't like that. Mm. And, of course, I didn't mean it literally, but it's like, it's the same stuff. Okay. Oof. You can email me at david.dot.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, On List, you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
427 DGS. Happy Tuesday. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
So does it get worse tonight?
No.
Okay, good.
But it's coming again.
Dave, I'm done.
Who's done, Dave?
I don't like it.
Remember when we went through that like two or three week period of beauty? It was Remember, it was gorgeous for
spectacular
weeks. This is the payback. We're getting the payback.
You know,
but, it's really like late November weather right now.
I don't like it. Plus, my car yells at me to put air in the tires because it's cold, you know. And then it's going to be super warm? I'll shut up and let you do it.
You're hoping the weather.
She's interviewing Dave.
You're hoping the weather inflates your tires.
Yeah, I really am, Tony.
So I have to get
sad
out.
But true.
What brought the rain? The current rain it's moving out. That's with a cold front that came through. That front stalls, becomes the running board for a southwest low pressure system. That's what's on the way. We're basically quiet tonight and most of tomorrow. Rain starts to develop late tomorrow afternoon, but we warm up to 58 degrees. That should be enough to get the tires inflated again.
I would think.
And then, then a soaking cold rain Wednesday night, windy, 42 Wednesday night, Thursday, windy, periods of cold rain, 52 for the high on Thursday. Could easily see another inch of rain out of this stuff. Then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it's done. Sunny skies, 55 Friday, 60 Saturday, in the 50s for trick-or-treat time, if there is such a thing, Saturday night this year. And then Sunday, time change, sunny and 51.
Hang in there. Time change. Yeah. Okay. So a nice weekend after all this.
Yeah. Weekend looks great.
I think a lot of people were kind of hoping.
The hurricane.
Go ahead, Dave.
Hurricane's coming off the Yucatan right now. It's actually a tropical storm, but becomes a hurricane very quickly tonight. And I still like New Orleans being the center point. Probably a Cat 1.
Mm. Oops.
Damn.
I think a lot of people were hoping that the weather would make up everybody's mind on Halloween, and it looks like it's going to be beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I still haven't heard a collective thought on, like, Christine and I don't, we don't know. Are people going to be coming, knocking on the door on?
I don't know.
It's weird. We haven't bought any candy yet or anything.
Like little neighborhoods saying, no, we're not doing it this year. You know, neighborhoods that have always been known for trick-or-treating. No, we're not going to do it this year.
So, and there's going to be a full
moon. Go out and buy the candy, put it in a bowl. Nobody comes. It's all yours.
Put it in your freezer.
Dave, did you see there's going to be a full moon on Halloween?
There is. The second full moon of October, so it's the blue moon.
Pretty cool.
Nice.
That is cool.
So we have Halloween, the moon, and a time change.
All in one day.
What could go wrong?
If you get out away from unnatural light to see the stars, how much does the full moon affect that?
Lots. Lots.
So beautiful to see the full moon, but if you want to really see the stars, go out in the country when there's the new moon.
Exactly. Yeah. Or, first quarter moon, last quarter moon, but full moon, no, it really restricts it. Now you can still see Jupiter and Mars and that kind of stuff.
Rach, you have that Kushner sound?
Yes.
Can we play that?
Sure.
thing we've seen in a lot of the black community, which is mostly Democrat, is that President Trump's policies are the policies that can help people break out of the problems that they're complaining about. But he can't want them to be successful more than they want to be successful. And what you're seeing throughout the country now is a groundswell of support in the black community, because they're realizing that all the different bad things that the media and the Democrats have said about President Trump are not true. And so they're seeing that he's actually delivered. He's put up results, and a lot of people want to get on board to start working with President Trump, because they know that, you know, unlike most politicians who have been in Washington for decades, who talk and say all the right things, President Trump may not always say the right things, but he does the right things. He says what's on his mind, and he gets results. And so people want results. That's They're nice. Tired of politicians who are promising things.
So Jared Kushner, who I find creepy at best, I can't believe I'm supporting him. He's getting crushed for saying that what you heard there. And the salient part is that, hey, the president has helped black people, but they have to want it as much as he wants it. And I get it. I understand that we live in an age where anything that can be taken as racist will be taken as racist. But I think that statement is absolutely true and applies to everyone. So I think if it doesn't apply to black people, then it's the only people it doesn't apply to. I think that that is a very simple, straightforward statement about everyone.
I agree, of course.
I want my kids to do so well. I am paying for private school. I'll pay for tutors and ACT classes, but they have to want it as much as I want it for them. My bosses could want me to go national and make millions of dollars for the company, and they could do everything they can to put me in that position, but I have to want it. I'm not stupid. I understand in 2020 when Jared Kushner gets out there looking like Jared Kushner and says, my father-in-law's done so much for black people, but they have to want it too. I get it why there's that knee-jerk reaction. But logically, what he's saying, where's the lie, as Rachel's always saying?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the lie in that? Not just for black people, for anyone.
Anybody.
Rachel, how's it hit you?
Yeah, I mean, I saw that, and I think it's just easy pickings because it's Jared Kushner and it's the Trump administration to be like, can you believe? And it was probably a poor choice of words in 2020, but I'm not going to sit here and be like, hey, you guys should be so offended by that. Like, it's really none of my business. And
what was the question?
I actually don't know what the question is. Probably asking about like a platinum plan, if I had to guess.
Mm-hmm.
You think it was economy and the jobs coming back and things like that, like the plan to rebuild the economy, that whole topic.
Yeah.
What he said is a lighter version of what I've heard Chris Arps and Burgess Owens and Gabe Pfeiffer, black conservatives, I've heard them say that almost same thing, if not sometimes even more, a little more abrasive.
Mm-hmm.
But coming from them, it's one thing. Coming from Jared Kushner, obviously, that will set the media off and put out headlines like the Vanity Fair headline that says, Jared Kushner tells black people they're lazy. That's the headline.
What?
That's a lazy headline.
Oh.
And that's lazy thinking. And it's grabbing something and it's turning it into its worst possible. And the right does it too. And we're all doing it. We're all a bunch of third grade tattletales.
Taking words out of context and
but twisting. there seem to be so many truisms of life. And one of them is, if someone's trying to help you, be it a boss or a parent or the government, you have to want it as much as they do. That is a truism of life that is undefeatable logically.
Yes.
And then you have to then say, but it doesn't apply to these people.
So should Jared Kushner just know the type of media coverage that he's going to get and change the message? Or is the right thing to do just to
say it?
Say it and
I don't know.
It depends on
what your goal is. Depends on what his goal was. Obviously, his goal is pumping up the president and bragging on how much he's done to help African Americans. And I look, I'm not a sociologist, I'm not an economist, but when the president says, look, I've done more for African Americans, if he just points to like the unemployment rates, that's very difficult. That now you can build an economy where all the boats rise and all of the unemployment rates are as low as they've ever been for white men, black men, Hispanic women. It's my understanding that that's the truth. And that's my problem with Trump, is that he has accomplished so much. I just loathe him. But I can't take away what he has accomplished. Now, you can throw in all of his other stuff about race and make a case for, oh, well, just because we have these numbers doesn't mean that he loves black people or he's done more for black people. But you can't take away those numbers, and you can't take away the logic of what Jared Kushner said, as much as I wish that he'd just shut up.
Yeah, I don't need Jared Kushner. I don't think he's the guy to be delivering the
I think
message.
The issue that people are taking, they're not saying, like, he's so racist. It's Dave Murray brought up a great question, like, what was the context? I'm trying my hardest to find the context and having a hard time because everything's in bite size. But it's like, why did he feel the need to be like, hey, we want you to be successful, but you got to want it? Like, why are you saying that specifically about black Americans? I think that's where a lot of the outrage is coming from. Like, so are you saying that lots of people don't want to be successful?
Unless the question was specifically about black Americans,
right,
which again, we
right.
don't know.
That was exactly. my point.
Which is why I'm right. saying I'm searching for it.
Right,
but...
right.
Hello, Al. Go ahead.
Hey. Great show. I love it. I listen every day, Glob, and
thank
all
you,
man. Gang. Hey, I just want to say something. Because, you know, I'm the old white guy, OG, out in Lake St. Louis, but I got more every kind of friend you can imagine, including black. But I want to tell you something. Everybody has to want it, just like you said, Glove. And, you know, they talk about rappers. Listen to what they sing about, you guys, most of them. Going from where they were, what they were up against, the fight they fought, and what do they want? They want to go to the top. Okay? Think about it. That's what they want. They don't want a medial job where they're handed stuff. They want to go from where they were. They saw their family struggle. They saw their people dying. They want justice. They want law and order. And they want to go to the top and grab the ring. And if more people did that of every color, we'd be in a lot better shape. God bless. Go Trump.
Yeah, I understand if, like, this is also a truism. If you want to be successful in life, you can't be lazy. But if I just say that about black people, now it's problematic. I get that. I understand the context of it. But I just wanted to defend the sentiment that goes across the board for every person, and black people are included in that. If they're the only people that you think are in danger of not wanting it, then you're racist. But you're not racist for saying it about everyone. So just my thoughts.
Yeah, I think
I agree.
Just to look into the comments more, he also said that many people in the anti-police brutality and discrimination protests that followed the death of George Floyd were virtue signaling. He said they go on Instagram and cry, or they would, you know, put a slogan on their jersey or write something on a basketball court. Quite frankly, that was doing more to polarize the country than it was to bring people forward. You solve problems with solutions.
Yeah, that I don't know anything about, what he's saying. I'm just talking about those, like, eight words he said.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to
other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, this is a weird way to roll this out, but I've used my time during COVID to record some music. And this is my new EP. It's called Look at Me, I'm Dave. Actually, nice. It's my very good friend, Dave Farver, who joins me now. You know, Dave is the amazing lead singer of Super Jam and saxophonist Ro Monstero and his David Bowie tribute. What's up, my brother?
I'm great, man. How you been?
I've been good. Good to talk to you. Good to hear your voice.
You too. You too. It's been a while.
So obviously we have Monstero coming up. We had Jimmy on the other day, and that's going to be very interesting for you guys and for everyone going. And you used your time off to do some recording. Tell me about it.
Well, I guess almost a year ago now, I got together with some guys, Obed Khan, who a lot of people know around town. He's a whiz at making amplifiers and a killer guitar player. George Patsos plays bass in Super Jam with me, and Daryl Whited plays drums in this group. So we went over to Obed's, and, well, actually, I sent a bunch of music. I said, look, I want to record this stuff. We got some time on our hands. We're not playing very much, and would you be interested? And they liked the material. So we spent about, I don't know, 7 or 8 months recording at Obed's basement and finally got it out at my drummer and Super Jam's son named Alex Skiles. He is in LA at Universal mixing and mastering. He's traveling the country now doing that kind of stuff, and I got him to master it. So it's a mix and master it, actually. So yeah,
that's cool. How do you buy it?
You can get it on most any streaming, you know, Amazon, iTunes, Spotify, any of them. I got it on an aggregator. Gets them on all of them.
And what's it called? What's the name of the album?
So there's two of them. The first one's kind of groovy pop. It's called Crystal. And the second one, which is releasing Friday, is called Machine.
And is it under the name of Dave Farver or under a band name?
It is Dave Farver, yeah.
Very nice. Congratulations. Like I'm going to buy it.
Thanks, man.
And listen to it on the way home.
Appreciate that, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate the time.
Tell me about the process. I mean, being a musician, there's nothing more romantic to me than like a bunch of guys in a studio and working out songs. Did it live up to your fantasy?
It was a lot of fun. You know, most of the songs were complete. A couple needed a bridge, needed a couple extra chords to make it a little more colorful and interesting. We did a lot of the arranging together as a group when we were working the stuff up. So yeah, you know, they were like the lyrics and the most of the chord changes and everything were down, but those guys elaborated, let's do this section again, let's change this around, let's add a couple chords here and there, you know. So it was definitely a group effort for sure.
And you will be humble about this, but I'm going to say it, and I will pass a lie detector test. You and Obed and Patsos and Whited, you're not going to find four better musicians in the country than those guys.
Well, that's very flattering. But, I mean, as far as the rest of those guys, I would agree completely. I was so lucky to get those guys to work on the stuff. And I mean, they're just...
You're definitely the weak link. I'm not going to argue about that. I'm just saying. So talk to me about Monstero.
I agree.
New year, weird year.
Yeah, it is going to be weird. But I think, you know, we played these gigs on Sundays, and it's usually a smaller, more intimate crowd. And those are kind of cool nights because you can hear every little aspect of the performance, and everybody's right there. And, you know, there's not a lot of, you know, sometimes when there's, I don't know what the capacity is, 1,000, something like that. But when it's a really full house on some of the quiet sections, the crowd is louder than the band. So it's kind of nice to get the, you know, the dynamics in that setting. 'Cause it's a, like I said, a intimate, smaller group of people. I think it'll be great, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, David, it's Tony Colombo. You know, the El Monstero shows are known for being such a spectacle and having so much theatrical presentation to them. Can you tell us, can you hint about any changes or anything different for this year's shows?
You know what? I walk in there and play three songs, and I'm as surprised as anyone. As you know, so I know they're going to pull out all the stops. They always do. You know, they bring the best of the talented production people, from the, you know, the best guys they can find. So it's Chip Self. It's, he's usually doing the lights and the show, and it's always pretty amazing, especially the screens that they've been using the last couple of years are just, it's phenomenal.
Well, I'm very, very proud of two things. The 20-year history of the DGS. One is supporting the military. The other supporting local live music. So I would love as many of you out there as possible who appreciate music and appreciate musicians, especially during COVID when they've been hit so hard, go out and support these guys. Dave Farver, two different EPs, Machine and Crystal. I'm literally going to go buy them on my break, and I would like you guys to do the same thing. Dave, it's so great to talk to you. I can't wait to see you in person again, and congratulations.
You too, man. Thanks again for having me on.
You bet. He's a good dude. Mm-hmm. He's a good man. God, can he sing?
That's awesome.
I was so pissed. I didn't know Farver sang. Like, I've known Dave since he was Mr. Saxophone, back when Nick was 3. And he's amazing. And then I saw him in Monstero. And he's stupid, stupid good saxophonist. Then I saw him with his band before Super Jam. And I'm like, oh, look at that. They're letting Dave Farver sing. That's cute. And I'm like, holy crap.
A couple gifts he has, maybe. Yeah. One
it's amazing.
Or two.
Wow. It's great. Just amazing.
It's great to be talking about
it is.
Right?
Local. You're right.
Yes.
Music.
Amen.
And local concerts.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.